Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Well, on Monday night, that's when the game is happening, and you can join Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, for complete coverage of college football's national championship game. Chris Thomas will be broadcasting live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw up until kickoff, which is at 7:30, and Bo Morgan will be there for a live appearance as well. It's all brought to you by Dos Equis. Go for Dos. That's Monday night at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. And you guys will be setting the table there for the Ohio State-Notre Dame matchup, in which Ohio State has a 6-2 record against Notre Dame on the football field. And the Fighting Irish have won the first two matchups, and then it's been Buckeyes, all of them, ever since. So,
yeah, this is this game opened at almost 10-point spread. It's down to 8. I wonder why it's dropped 1.5. Notre Dame is pretty banged up. They've lost some key players through this playoff run. And Ohio State has, look, they look like a freaking machine coming into the game against Texas. And they didn't blow Texas out, but I didn't expect them to blow Texas out. I think Texas was a good team. I thought it was a formidable opponent for them up front in those trenches, but they beat them and covered, and I'm just not sure if Notre Dame has enough firepower.
I don't think they do either, but there's a couple things that I think that are leading me to lead to this being a closer game than I initially expected, and rewatching kind of that Notre Dame semifinal game, dude, they have really good players in the secondary in coverage, like man coverage. I think that they are so underrated in terms of the way they're able to play in the back end. You just historically don't look at Notre Dame and think cornerback you, man coverage you. Obviously, that's not a play, you know. But you always look at the LSUs of the world and places like that. Notre Dame's got extremely good coverage on the back end.
But do you think they can attack an Ohio State offense with Egbuka and Jeremiah Smith?
Love. Wait. Oh.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know,
you're on Ohio State's side. Yeah.
I did the same thing the other day.
I know. Well, I was thinking Notre Dame, so.
But can they attack it with man coverage? Because their defensive line, I think, is very good, but they're not the biggest group of guys up front. Now, they do a good job of still somehow creating havoc up front for whoever they're playing, but can they just line up straight up and say, well, you know what, we're going to put our best against your best, we're going to go man, and we're going to figure it out from there?
Well, I think the issue is not so much can they attack Notre Dame's secondary, it's that can Notre Dame stop the run game of Ohio State with the speed that they have, that Ohio State has. They have so many different ways of beating you in the run game and then working off of play action. You know, they're such a well-rounded team. They're such a well-rounded team with the way they do things.
But I think both of them are well-rounded to be.
I agree. I just don't think Notre Dame has the explosion, obviously, offensively. And so I think that makes it tough. If you can play, if you can play within yourself, Notre Dame, and not to borrow a term from Dave Archer, but Notre Dame's got to look to muddy the water. I mean, there's no doubt about that. They've got to look for turnovers, rushing the passer, stopping the run game. Like that's
been their formula.
A low-scoring game where it ends up being 17-14 has got to be their formula, and having timely turnover. So I was looking at it, and that line you mentioned, it kind of opened right around 9.5, 10. And when I was kind of peering at it, looking back on it, Notre Dame's, like, their secondary, I did not expect to kind of turn on the game tape and see what I saw out of some of their cover corners, and they are, I mean, they're good. Like, they've got to be a top five unit in the country. I don't have the stats in front of me. Got to be a top five unit in the country because they were blanketing.
I'm glad you brought that up with their defense, because we've talked a lot about Ohio State's defense as well. But these are two, in the FBS, two of the top teams in scoring defense this season. So Ohio State, points per game that they've allowed, 12.1. Notre Dame has allowed 14.3 this season. So,
and I'll say this, it's not like Notre Dame has cakewalked into this final. I mean, they've beat a couple of of dogs. I mean, Georgia is, we know how talented they are. Now, I don't think it's the most talented team. I don't think it's near the best team up front offensively that Georgia, that Kirby Smart's had. But they still had, look, the reality is they still had athletes outside. Now, whether they catch the ball every time or not, they still had athletes. And Notre Dame shut them down. You look at Penn State. Penn State is talented. Singleton. You got Tyler Warren. I mean, Drew Aller's gonna be a pro NFL, a pro quarterback, right? And they 27-24, they held them somewhat in check.
Yeah, I think that I think when you look at it, and it's just like I'm looking at this, and you've seen national title games before or big games like this where it seems like one team is, you know, is completely underrated. I have to think that Notre Dame is working in, you know, double pass here and there. Like, they're going to throw everything they have at Ohio State because they have to. I don't think Ohio State's going to fit in that realm. I think Ohio State's simply going to say, we are better than you. We're more talented than you. We have better players than you all across the board, and we're going to outplay you. So, like I said, Notre Dame, and I just think of Dave Archer when I say this in my head, they have to muddy the water. Like, they have to make this one of those things where they can steal an explosive, you know, have a kick return, do some of the things that you need to do. Have a couple explosives and screen plays, maybe rip off a Riley Leonard long run. Like, they have to find a way to do it unconventionally.
So basically the way they beat Georgia and Penn State.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be unconventional the way they go about it. It's not just simply we're going to line up, we're going to run for 5 yards a carry, and we're going to be able to just run it down your throat and then beat you over the top. That's just not how Notre Dame's going to be able to win this game.
Do you guys think Marcus Freeman's a better coach than Ryan Day?
I'm not ready to say that. I don't think that's fair to either one of them. I don't think the track record is there long enough to sample. I think it's a good coaching matchup. I think as it sits right now, because I think so much about those coaches is like how they can hit it on the run and capitalize. I think Marcus Freeman's capitalized and doing a good job. Well, I think Ryan Day sustained longer than we're giving him credit for.
Yeah, he has, and he took over a program that was just a steamrolling in Ryan Day.
Yeah, right.
And Marcus Freeman took over a program that was a little bit, they were good. Don't get me wrong. They made the college football playoffs, but they had also kind of, they were a little bit stuck in neutral. The only reason I ask is I think Marcus Freeman has, all the things you're saying about muddying the water and getting an explosive here and maybe a little trickery here or there or whatever, those are signs of great coaching and knowing what your opponent is and being able to evaluate and then coaching your team up and putting them in the right positions to do those things. And that's why I ask, because I think talent-wise, Ohio State has the upper hand. But I wonder if Marcus Freeman, like he's done in the previous two matchups, really just last week against Penn State, if he can even that up a little bit with the way this staff is able to coach up Notre Dame.
Yeah, I just think, you know, it brings to mind the matchup last night in the head coaches in the NFL game. Like, you got a longer tenure guy, obviously, with L.A., and then you got Kevin O'Connell, who has won a ton of games, but the longevity's not there. And so when you see and I'm not saying last night is how this game's going to play out. I'm just thinking in terms of the coaches, one's done it for a long time and has been there, and the other one is catching fire at the right time, and you feel good about him, and you look at the record and the division and everything else.
Well,
it's just there's two different ways of looking at it.
Last night was also Jedi Master versus Padawan, because that's where Kevin O'Connell came from, was Sean McVay.
Okay.
And he's a Jedi. I mean, he's a Jedi. He's won a Super Bowl. Kevin O'Connell's not. He's still a Padawan. You know what a Padawan is, right?
I'm looking at you like this because I do not.
Dylan, do you know what a Padawan is?
You're obviously talking Star Wars, but I don't know what a...
Tell them.
A Padawan is basically a Jedi in training.
He's basically the mentor face to mentee.
Yes. If you got something to read?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to go to break here. When we come back, top of the hour.
I like your analogy.
Candidates.
Though.